Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, I know we've been talking about this for quite a while, but I really want Wondery to let us take the show on the road and do an Even the Rich and Daily tour.
God, when that happens, I'm saying when, not if, when that happens... The world won't be ready.
No, they won't.
It's going to be absolutely chaotically wonderful.
And look, I don't want to weaponize the listeners, but Richies, if you want that, please feel free to email Wondery. And when that happens, I'm hoping that our tour goes just a little better than Prince William and Kate Middleton's recent trip to the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, I'm not trying to get booed by a crowd here.
Well, as someone who has been booed by a crowd.
That's true.
It's not fun, but you persevere, you know? And I will say at least my crowd wasn't like theirs, which was an arena full of Boston Celtics fans who just ripped into them. And this is happening just after another member of the royal family got into some very hot water back home at Buckingham Palace for what some people think was another example of royal racism.
I mean, at this point, it's starting to be too many examples, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair, one example is too many, but they're just swinging it out of the park at this point.
They really are. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, December 5th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Richies, nobody is more passionate than a diehard sports fan. And this is coming from a member of Bills Mafia. So, you know it's real. And let me just say, those fans will definitely let you know.
Yeah, even if you don't ask.
Yeah, exactly. And Prince William and Princess Catherine Middleton, or Kate, as we call her over here in the dumb U.S., found this out firsthand when they attended a Boston Celtics game last week. They were there for a quick 3-day visit to attend the Earthshot Prize ceremony on Friday, which is William's environmental prize that basically encourages creative solutions to climate change, which we love. And this is also their first trip to the U.S. since 2014. So such a warm welcome.
Yeah, I got to say, though, they like to do these trips fast. Like, I feel like every time they come, it's just a quick 3 days.
Because now
that's
we
all
know
they
why.
Can handle. Yeah, yeah. Like... We don't make it warm and welcoming, that's for sure. So on Thursday night, they were sitting courtside at an NBA game between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. And as is always the case at these pro sports games, when there are celebrities in the crowd, their faces at some point end up on the Jumbotron.
Yes.
If you're a boring ass normie, you're not getting up there unless you're lucky.
I'll be honest. My biggest fear is ending up on the Jumbotron at a sporting event.
Why? Because you'll have to kiss a person next to you?
No, that I'm encouraging. But I don't want to look dumb. Because I'm like, what do you
do? It's impossible not to look dumb.
It is like, impossible. Like, what do you do in that moment? Like, wave? No? Like, what do you do?
I would love it if you just started waving like you were a queen.
I'm going to.
Like, hello, everyone. But seeing Kate and William on the Jumbotron triggered the crowd, and the royals got to hear what has become one of my favorite sounds. Just, you know, haters fuel me. And it was just audible booing and then chanting of USA, USA, which people love to chant that in any circumstance.
Like, relax.
Calm down. And in typical royal playbook fashion, they didn't show any sort of noticeable reaction to the boos, and they just kept smiling, which, for the record, I did too. Boo me all you want.
Well, I wouldn't know because I never saw it.
Only Joe Vogel did. R.I.P.
And he's dead. Yeah.
Yep. So there are a few different theories about why the crowd greeted them like that. ITV News royal correspondent Chris Shipp tweeted about it, saying it could be expected at a Celtics game where people have strong Irish roots, but added, still, not something the royals get very often. And some people on Twitter agreed that it was likely because of Boston's Irish roots, and other people suggested that Celtics fans will just boo anyone not from Boston, which seems more...
Yeah.
Having spent a lot of time in Boston when I was dating somebody in New Hampshire, they'll boo at anyone. Like, it takes nothing. Like, you walk across the street and they're booing you, so...
Yeah, Boston fans are passionate. Like, that is just who they are. And I'm Irish and I don't boo people. So I don't know that it's that.
I've got Irish in me a little bit and I boo people all the time.
Do you want more in you? Just kidding.
Oh, no.
couldn't even make that happen if I wanted to, really. But I also think it's important to mention that last week during the World Cup, the U.S. and England did face off. So it could also be that because everyone is very into that right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. But
there's a lot of reasons.
Sure.
And I'm sure each person had their own individual reason for wanting to boo two people that they've never met.
Right. But the biggest of which is everyone else is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Gotta love that mob mentality.
Yeah. The wave. No. We'll boo. So even though it's not really clear why William and Kate were booed, this was not the only negative reaction the royals received last week. Just days before the boos in Boston, William's 83-year-old godmother made just all the wrong kinds of headlines after some behavior that many are calling racist.
Yeah. So last Tuesday, Lady Hussey was at a charity event campaigning against domestic violence. The event was held by the queen consort, Camilla. And during the event, Ngazi Fulani, a Black woman who heads up the charity Sista Space, says that Lady Hussey approached her, moved her hair to see her name badge. Don't do that. And then began to repeatedly ask her about where she was from. She says Lady Hussey asked her questions like, what part of Africa are you from?
Oh, boy.
And where do you really come from?
Oh, boy.
Ngazi actually provided a transcript of that conversation to the media. I'm going to summarize it for you as best I can, just to give you an idea of how tone deaf this lady was.
Yes.
So, lady's asking her, where are you from? Mm-hmm. Ngazi replies, Sista Space. She then says, no, where do you come from? Ngazi says, we're based in Hackney. Then she says, no, what part of Africa are you from? Then she says, I don't know. They didn't leave any records. Oh. And then lady says, well, you must know where you're from. I spent time in France. Which, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, who is she, Arisha?
I did spend time in France. And then she asks again, where are you from? Ngazi says, here, UK. And then she says, no, but what nationality are you? And then she says, I am born here and am British. And then lady says, no, but where do you really come from? Where do your people come from? And then Ngazi says, my people? Lady, what is this? And then lady says, oh, I can see I'm going to have a challenge getting you to say where you're from.
Oh, my
God. When did you first come here? I mean, this is just awful. And then Ngazi says, lady, I am a British national. My parents came here in the 50s when, and then she gets cut off by lady who says, oh, I knew we'd get there in the end. You're Caribbean.
Oh, my.
And then Ngazi says, no, lady, I am of African heritage, Caribbean descent, and British nationality.
My favorite part about this is that she's probably saying lady as in Lady Hussy, but the way you're saying it is like, listen, lady.
I know.
And that's how it should be.
It really should be. When I first read this, I was like, damn, she's going all in. And I was like, oh, wait, they call her Lady
Hussy. I know.
I was like, damn. But I had to read it how I would read it. Cause listen, lady. And I would have said a lot worse things. So huge props to Ngozi for keeping it together.
Oh, God,
You get the idea. I mean, this is just awful. Like, so many problems
so
with this conversation.
And uncomfortable and learn something.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know that it's a completely different culture there in terms of how you interact with people of royal stature there.
Sure.
But I don't know how she kept it together. I would have just gone off.
Mm-hmm.
But Ngozi spoke with BBC Radio 4's Today program. And she described the exchange as a violation and an interrogation, which is exactly what it felt like. And she also appeared on Sky News to discuss her experience.
You are determined that the answer that I gave you is not one you want to hear. You do not recognize me as British. And until I acknowledge that I am not, you are not going to stop. So I become silent. And I hope she would go away. And she eventually did.
This is like... Just to be like, okay, I'm not going to say anything now and hope she goes away.
Yeah.
That's like a terrible situation to be in.
I just, I looked up Lady Hussy. Mm-hmm. And if I were asked to describe somebody who is ignorant and has no concept of social boundaries and also other people's cultures, this is the person I would describe.
Yeah.
Like, she's got a lot of nerve. And like, that's the thing is like, somehow, like, if you put aside the absolute racism of this, if somebody's not giving you an answer you want, stop asking.
I know. Read the room.
Like, like, nobody owes you anything, lady.
Lady. So after Ngozi went public with this encounter, Lady Hussy resigned from her royal duties. Mm-hmm. And a Kensington Palace spokesperson called her comments unacceptable and said that racism has no place in our society.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, this is hardly the first time the royals have been accused of racist behavior. We all remember when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle sat down with Oprah. They talked a lot about the racist treatment that Meghan was receiving from the royal family. And now it looks like some more bombs are about to be dropped because the new trailer for their Netflix docuseries, Harry and Meghan, just came out this morning.
It's really hard to look back on it now and go, what on earth happened?
There was a war against Meghan to suit other people's agendas.
It's about hatred. It's about race.
It's a dirty game.
I realized they're never going to protect you.
I was terrified. I didn't want history to repeat itself.
Okay, let me just say, we have royal fatigue when it comes to the British royals. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been talking about them for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
But this trailer looks real juicy. And I'm like, I think I'm probably going to watch the show.
It's so funny you say that because I watched it right before we got on to record. And up until I watched it, I was like, I'm not watching this shit. Like, we've covered royals so much. I'm sure the listeners are like, another royal episode. But after watching that trailer, I was like, oh, okay, I'm watching.
I know.
I'm very invested.
Yep. Yeah.
Netflix knows what they're doing.
They do.
They ain't no fool.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. So volume one of Harry and Meghan's series is coming out Thursday. And then volume two will drop the following week on December 15th. And a royal source spoke to Page Six and said the series will explore how they felt their best interests were not being represented by the palace and about being victims of the palace media machine, which just looking at the footage in that trailer of, like, they kind of put it next to up against the stuff with Princess Diana and just.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine. And it's like seeing that and just being reminded of everything that happened to Harry's mom. It's like, of course, like, of course, this is the choice that they made.
Yeah.
And another source told Page Six, Harry and Meghan will claim they were bullied by the palace. What will become clear is that they suggest their trials and tribulations tie in with the greater issues in the world, such as racism.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which I'm not really sure I fully understand what they're implying here, but
yeah,
I'll find out when we watch it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm interested to see what the hell they're talking about. So we've got William and Kate getting booed at a basketball game. We've got Lady Hussey resigning over racist comments. And now everyone pretty much bracing themselves for Harry and Meghan's docuseries. And by everyone, I mean the palace. They're like, oh, no.
Code red.
Yeah. So with all of this happening, like, is this mask slowly slipping for the royals? Like, let's be honest. The true colors seem to be coming out.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like the masks have been slipping for a while, I think.
Yes, I agree.
But I don't picture a world where there aren't royals in England. Like, I just don't know how that happens. Like, somebody would have to just say, somebody who's holding the throne would have to say, we're not doing this anymore.
Right.
And I don't know that that's something that happens. But I mean, obviously it's happened because there are plenty of monarchies in the world that don't exist anymore.
True.
I just, I don't know. I don't see it really having that much of an effect. They're constantly in damage control, and then you know, they make an 83-year-old woman resign. Like,
that poor woman.
She was
finally had to retire.
Like, wow, you guys really, she's like, really laid down the hammer on this person.
She's like, I wish I would have known. I haven't been putting any money into my 401k.
Do they have 401ks?
I don't know. Probably not.
They
must. It was just something silly to say. You know me.
No,
I'm
but
silly.
I'm really curious.
Someone
I'm all
let
about
us know.
Investments. Yeah.
Let someone us know. DM us when you yell at us about the royals and let me know. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.